Real business owner.
Whatever your situation is currently is not your forever situation.
That's really what real business owners is, man. Like, we don't care where you come from. Yeah. Where are you going?
Our goal and our job is to reduce the mistakes that you have to make or the money that you have to lose.
You want to be an entrepreneur, you want to be successful, don't give up.
You learn, adjust, and continue to move forward. Welcome back to the Real Business Owners Podcast. This is episode 84 with myself, Trevor Cowley. I hate that because I was listening to our podcast last week.
It's routine, man.
It's just, I say the same shit every single time, but it is what it is. You guys already know who the hell we are, I guess.
Yeah, so, what's up, everybody?
But, you know, I do have a request before we start the podcast, okay? This is it's a new year, so, you know, 2020 is now hindsight, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I will request or ask, you know, we do have anywhere from like 5,000 to 10,000 listeners per episode at this point. But, guys, if you're following us on social media, make sure that you, what's that, where you get notified?
Turn the notifications on.
Turn on the notifications.
The bell.
Yeah, turn on the bell on your notifications for us. You know, there's sometimes we post and we'll get, you know, 1,000 likes or whatever it is, but we got 5,000 to 10,000 people that are listening to us. So you guys that are listening to us and supporting us and getting good information from us, make sure that you guys are supporting the social media page as well. Doesn't mean you have to go and spend a bunch of time and comment on every single post, but, you know, double tap that ass and give us a like. You know, that's all I can ask. And obviously we have a YouTube, you know, we're starting to put more content over there. So check us out over there if that's a platform that you use or like. So new year. So it's pretty much goal setting time, right? And that's something that we want to cover with you guys a little bit, talk to you guys about a little bit. I mean, I think a lot of people have wonderful and great intentions going into every single year. This is my year. This is my year that, you know, and you say that year after year after year. And I think most people go into the year believing that and thinking that, and, you know, they're revitalized, they've got new energy. But sometimes I think when you bite off year-long goals, it seems like it's so far out. That's why by February, people just stop going to the gym or start, you know, they don't follow through and honor their commitments. I think that you should have some big, crazy goal. Mm-hmm. But I think that you should also start with maybe some micro goals, things that you know that you could do, like adding one new positive habit to your life, right? Instead of, I'm going to do this, and this is a huge, long list, and it looks like somebody completely different from who you are today. You know, you eat an elephant one bite at a time, right? Mm-hmm. You don't try to swallow the whole dang thing. And so when people are setting goals, I think sometimes they go a little too grand with it to the point where they feel okay giving up on it because they have so many goals on their list and they're like, you know, kind of overwhelmed almost.
You know, I got to be honest, man. This last year, I don't write things down. The goals, so I have a lot of things obviously float through my head throughout the year. Like, ooh, I want to do this. I want to do that. When I write it down, it's like I'm 100% committed to that goal. Mm. And it's not something that I just take lightly. It haunts me all year long.
Yeah.
And here we are at the end of the year. You know, we had some things come up throughout the year that kind of made things harder. Some things I took on were harder than I expected them to be. And I didn't hit every single goal. And those couple goals lingering right now are literally like haunting me, right? Like, I'm like, I haven't even written down all my new goals for this year yet. You know, like, I mean, we're recording this right now. We have a week left in the year, but, you know, I'll have some stuff written out before the first of the year that's very important to me. But it's like, man, I've got to still finish these last couple goals. I wanted to get on stage a lot more this year. And like, there's no events, man. Yeah. So like, I'm not like carrying a ton of weight on that, but I feel like I still could have found ways to do like more maybe Zoom trainings or still worked on like the speaking craft, trying to get better at it because that's still like an important thing to me. The book thing that I've been working on all year long, when I took on the house, it was a lot harder and longer than I thought it was. I did put off the book. Here I'm at the end of the year, almost have it into editing, but it's not done like I planned on it being done. I plan on being done like out by now.
Yeah.
You know, so, but I'm still gonna finish those things up. But when you write them down, I don't know, man. Like,
it's almost like putting it
just
in concrete.
And I've done this where people just like, well, it's my goal. Like, it's just going to magically happen because I wrote it down. Like, it's got to be a massive commitment, I feel like, anyway. Like, my goals haunt me more than they do, like, I guess.
You just don't want the regret side of it, right? Like, what's the point of sitting there taking time and making goals if you're not going to follow through with them? And I think a lot of people just make goals just because they think that that's what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
But to them, it's really maybe not as meaningful.
Or they think I'm just manifesting it.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm going to write it down and it's going to happen. Great. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
There's definitely power in writing things down. I mean,
with the action, you can manifest.
Exactly. It, right? You know, and that was one of the things that I jotted down. It was, you know, to buy into self-improvement a little bit more. Mm-hmm. You know, I think everybody can buy into self-improvement, and that might mean something different to every individual. Mm-hmm. Self-improvement to somebody that has anger issues might mean, hey, I need to work on my patience, right? Yeah. That's maybe somebody that's super patient, that's out of shape. Maybe, you know, self-improvement to them is exercising a little bit more. Everybody's definition of self-improvement is going to be a little bit different because we all are different, right? But secondly, taking action, right? And we're giving and sharing a lot of information, and I can tell when people are taking action because we get messages back 6 months later or a year later, and they're saying, you know, I've been listening to your guys' stuff. I've been able to, you know, change my mindset. I've done this, this, and this based upon the information that I've got out of your podcast.
Yeah.
And the response is always like, well, listening and getting information is one thing. Putting it into action, that's on you.
Yeah.
So you did the work, right? And so that's one thing. We don't take time out of our day to give you guys solid information for you guys just to kind of have a warm fuzzy and a feel-good feeling every single Wednesday or whenever you listen to it. The idea is we're pouring a decade plus worth of experience into a podcast so that you guys don't have to make some of the same mistakes that we've made.
Yeah. Now you can pinpoint exactly where to put the action.
But that's, I think, what's missing in a lot of cases. Like, oh, that's a good idea, or maybe I should do that. And then you start kind of leaning into it, thinking about, yeah, well, how can I incorporate what they said into my business? Mm-hmm. And then the next day is a busy day at the office or in business. And so then that falls to the wayside. You know, what's missing more often than not when it comes to goals is the action behind it.
Yeah.
You know, we all want better. You can talk to 100 different people. Do you want to make more money? Do you want to be in better shape? Do you want to live a positive life? Be more everyone's going to say yes, right? 100 out of 100 people are going to say yes to a better life. But then there's going to be the 5% that actually take action and do something. And really, that's what's missing for the majority of you guys. You guys aren't taking action or big enough action towards your goals. Maybe you're flirting with something when you need to fully commit to it, mm-hmm. right? We have different goals, you know, kind of together goals for the business. You know, we just talked about it prior to going on this podcast. We want to be on other people's podcasts a lot more this year and travel a little bit. And then when we're on their podcast, we'll record a podcast with them so that they can be on the Real Business Owners podcast as well and kind of share that.
We're going to bring some fire guests this year for sure.
You know, our goal is to get new and different affiliates for some of our companies. Our goal is to buy an airplane, you know, this next year so that we have the freedom to be able to go wherever we need to go, when we need to go.
Well, we value the time with our family, man. I mean, we can still go out, travel, and spend one day getting business done, get home to our families versus spending. A lot of these trips turn into 3-4 day trips, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
based
a day
upon
for travel, a 2 day event, and then a day for travel home. Yeah. And we're like, dude, we're 4 days into this thing away from our families when we could be like, boom, 2 days back home or 1 day back home.
We could wake up at 5 a.m.
So it's more of a tool for us. It's not just, hey, we're buying an airplane to get Instagram photos. You know, we're wanting it to be productive and still give us some of the time back with our family as well. But I think we're going to be on the road a lot this year.
Yeah. So that's, more travels, one of the goals, right? If we're traveling and networking, that means we have more opportunities to make money. And so these are some goals that we share together just in order to grow our businesses. And, you know, these are things that we're going to take action on this year. You know, you guys will visually be able to see that through social media. But you know, you guys really need to figure out, one, where you want to be, and secondly, who you want to identify as, right? So if you look up to specific people, what are these specific people doing that you look up to? You know, how are they really that different from you? I mean, you're both human beings, but what's the actions of that individual that's of success that you admire or look up to, right? Do they wake up early? Okay, cool. Well, you can do that. Mm-hmm. You know, you just set your alarm. It's not that difficult. You set your alarm and you wake up. Do they
follow through?
Do they attend masterminds?
Right.
Do they go to events? Do you know how do they focus on self-improvement?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like there's many different things. So again, we've talked about this in previous podcasts, the people that we had looked up to. You know, they had videographers, they had social media pages, they had podcasts, right? And so we basically just took a page out of their book. Like if that's what they're doing and they're seeing mm-hmm. success from it, why do I have to overthink it?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just copy and paste? Like it's not as difficult as we like to make it out to be, because if we make it out to be difficult, then it gives us an excuse just not to do it, and then you don't fault yourself for not following through, right? And so really that's what it comes down to is taking action and putting the things in place that you know you should be doing. That's really not that difficult. You're just tying an excuse to it. I'm not good on camera.
Right.
Or I'm that, you know. Okay.
Three years ago, I remember us being like, what will we talk about?
Yeah.
I mean, how do we get into this social media stuff? We don't really know anything about it. Like, all we knew how to do was like get leads and make calls, you know? And so we didn't know how to do this stuff, man. And like, honestly, the masterminds have been huge for that.
Yeah.
Isn't it kind of weird we're in four this year?
Are we in four?
Well, yeah.
There's Apex, there's Arete, then we join the Avengers.
Yeah, and then I'm also in this little Senders one that is, it just has one little piece I want to learn about for our marketing, but I'm also turning them into an affiliate of ours.
Mm.
So I guess it's not like one we're doing together, but it's a 6-month, basically a course, a mastermind, all virtual, but like I'm learning some techniques of how they utilize, virtual assistants to do prospecting and things like that. And so, every single one we are a part of, it's like, we find multiple opportunities and it helps us take action. And so if you are one of those people that in your goals, you struggle with like, I don't know where to take action. Maybe you need to take action just joining something like a mastermind, because we get a lot of clarity. Like I'm getting more and more clear on like, oh my gosh, dude, I'm seeing it clearer and clearer and clearer now. Like this is where we need to focus our time and action each year to really start hitting the next levels that we desire. You know, 20 million, then maybe turns into 50. Who knows, 3-4 years from now, we'll be 100 million. Like, I want to keep climbing, right? I want to keep growing. And I think the masterminds are a huge, huge tool for that.
Absolutely. I mean, if we could be at 50 million right now, we would, right? So if we're not there, to me, that states that we need to know more people.
Right.
You know, we need to have more people in our contacts. We need higher power people around us that can help, one, support us, help give us ideas, and help stretch the vision in order to be able to make that happen.
Because you get kind of stuck in your bubbles, man.
You do.
You know, I remember there being a time of like, dude, I kind of feel like we have all the business we can get for what we do. Like, like this guy sends us business and that guy, and we do this and we do that. I thought we're like,
but look at this year.
Like this, our little network or our little industry was our network. And then it's like, oh my gosh, our industry is way bigger. I was just operating in one little bubble of it.
Yeah.
You know, like.
But how long did it take you to figure that out? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's always ways to improve.
Yeah.
It's maybe you just don't have the vision right now on the direction of your business, but maybe joining groups will help make that vision more clear, right?
Yeah.
And so that's basically what Kel's talking about, is you'll start coming up with new ideas. And the funny thing is part of it, I think, is removing yourself from the day-to-day operations and being at a mastermind where people are talking about their goals and visions and things that you could do to, you know, put your business to the next level or yourself at the next level. But it also gives you time to free think a little bit, because you're not in the weeds. You're not doing the day-to-day stuff. So even on the plane rides, you know, you can come up with new ideas and concepts, because you're removed from family, you're removed from friends, you're removed from your business, your employees, or whatever it is. Your mind can actually think about what you want to do for your business rather than just operating your business.
So true.
And so some of that free time in between travel, some of the time that you have there, networking, it's going to make your wheels turn just a little bit differently and think a little bit differently. Yeah. And that might be the only thing that you need to take your business to the next level, because I truly believe that everybody has the ability to grow and scale a business and make it a great business and become super successful. It's just a matter of they don't know how. And when you're around other people that have done it, and you know, you're able to rub shoulders with those type of individuals, you're going to start seeking a little bit more clarity on how to be able to make these things happen. Because yeah. I think a lot of the times it ends up just being like a wish list in their mind. Man, I really would like to make $1 million this year, or I'd like my business to hit $5 million this year in revenue. And it's more of just kind of a passing thought. I would like for that to happen, but you're really not getting the meat and potatoes that you really need in order to scale a business and grow a business to that mm-hmm. level, because you're not surrounded by the right minds or the right information, so to speak, right?
Exactly.
And so if we're joining group after group after group, and you guys are watching us continue to ascend to new levels and continue to grow as individuals, maybe you take a page out of our book and you find a mastermind, you find a group.
Yeah.
That's one of our goals this next year as well, is to make sure that we give real business owners a little bit more time and attention so that we could start doing some group coaching and give you guys a little bit more attention. Unfortunately, you know, we just don't have time to sit there one-on-one with a bunch of different people. That's just, it won't work like that. So we'd have to do it more in a group setting and then do, you know, Q&As or whatever after the fact. To make sure that you guys get some of your questions answered in regards to whatever the topic is. But there's a lot of things that we want to do. But again, start with who you want to identify as. I want to identify as somebody that's, you know, that doesn't let money make decisions for me, that's in good shape, that is not afraid to speak publicly, mm-hmm. you know, and become a public speaker or a podcaster or whatever it is. These are different ways that you guys can go about, you know, growing your businesses. And if you continue to do what you've done up to this point, whatever your bottom line is, that's probably going to be that the following year, the next year, the next year. I mean, we've got caught in the trap of like, hey, this is going to be our year, you know, and then the business did the same amount of revenue for year after year after year, mm-hmm. but we weren't joining groups.
Yeah.
We weren't really trying to change things up that much. We were too focused on the business to the point where we couldn't come up with new ideas, because our mind is what's going to grow the business. But we weren't focusing on growing individually. We weren't really buying into self-improvement at that time because we thought we were, you know, pretty busy. Good at what we do.
Yeah.
And we were staying busy every day. Yeah, exactly. But when we started joining the groups and we started hearing from other people that are successful, that's when things started to shift a little bit for us.
And then when we just started taking the action.
And started taking action.
At one day, we just had to order our podcast equipment. Another day, we had to, sign up for take our pilot's license. Another day, you know, sign up for some course or whatever to enhance things, or some other entrepreneur group. And I mean, it's just a matter of taking those actions and then showing up, doing the work.
Yeah, just don't drag your feet on positive shit. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody knows deep down what they should be doing, what would be positive for them. It's a matter of, are you really putting action behind the shit that you know that you should be doing? And the answer for plenty of people, 90, 95% of people, is no. And I know that based upon statistics that, you know, 90, 95% of people have an average income, household income of $60,000 a year or $65,000 a year, right? Obviously, each state's a little bit different. But US-wise, I think it's like $65,000 a year is the average household income. And I just don't believe that that would be $65,000 if 100% of people were taking massive action and they weren't dragging their feet on the positive shit that they know that they could be doing.
Right.
Right. And the fact that people do that gives you a leg up.
Yeah.
That's less competition. All you have to do is out-survive the competition, right? Like if everybody wanted to become a business owner and the government handed everybody $100,000, you know, guess what? The people that are going to rise to the top are going to be the people that take action and do whatever they need to do in mm-hmm. order to make it work. And then there's going to be a large group of people that will squander that $100,000 and they're going to be broke again. But they'll have, you know, maybe a nice car in the driveway or something, right?
Bag, you
know? Yeah, exactly. So, you know, one, you need to determine who you want to be. You know, how do I want to identify? I want to identify myself as somebody that if I say no to a family member, it's not because of money. right? Yeah. It's not because I can't afford to do something, right? Everybody has a thumb on them somehow, whether it's a mortgage or a car payment or, you know, your boss or, you know, whatever it is. The idea is to really live a life on your own terms. And me and Kel are still responsible for the business, so we can't just walk away and be gone for 6 months and expect our businesses to operate like they do today. But that's one of our goals, is the last few years. And when you exit yourself from a business, it's not a fast process. That's one thing I want you guys to understand. You're talking about like a couple year transition period where you're putting your leaders in place, you're helping them lead, and then slowly, you know, phasing yourself out. Maybe they do one of the meetings without you there, you know, and then the next week you're there, and then the next week they do it without you, right? And so the idea is to have a slow transition and a slow fade out of a business so that it buys you the time to focus on a new business venture or other things. And that's really where we're at. You know, we've got, you know, Coulter runs 60-day credit repair and he does an amazing job. And we're not that hands-on on a day-to-day basis with that business.
Yeah, it gets to the point where you're they're asking you for, hey, you know,
what do I do here?
What do I do here? Yeah. And you're basically saying, hey, I want to trust you to make the decision. So you decide.
Yeah.
And then they either learn through a little bit of failure and readjust, or they made, you know, a great decision and now they have the confidence to continue to make decisions without you. But man, even as we work more on our business and keep putting a little distance between us so that we can work on other things, the intentions are still to bring a lot of value to the business, because I don't know about you, but that's what drives me a lot every day. Like, there's days I don't want to do certain things, but the people that depend on us is what gets me going, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, dude, like, I want to make a lot of these changes this year. I want to work my ass off this year so that we can bring more opportunity to the people under our roof.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's what a lot of my goals revolve around this year. It's okay. It's not just to step away and have more time with the family. I can spend time with, I can already make time for that. I can already do family trips. I can already do all these things.
Yeah.
I want to bring a massive amount of opportunity to the people under this roof. I want to see incomes rise and lifestyles rise and quality of life rise within the people that are here. And so that's what a lot of my goals revolve around.
But we understand what is it going to take to get more attention on our businesses?
Right.
How are we going to scale and grow our businesses if we keep the same amount of attention that we have right now on our companies? The idea is to get more attention.
Yeah, exactly.
How do we get more attention? We can't be in the weeds on a day-to-day basis just sitting in office staring at a computer. We have to be out networking. We have to be in these groups so that we become very known with a lot of high-power players. They know who we are. They know what we do. And then we've rubbed shoulders enough times with them that they know us and like us and trust us. And then we get to start doing business with some of these individuals. And so just because we're talking about phasing ourselves out of the day-to-day stuff doesn't mean we're phasing ourselves out of our business like we don't want to focus on it anymore. We just know where we need to be focusing. And we need to be focusing on getting as many eyeballs to our business as we possibly can. Who's the face of the businesses? We're the face of the businesses. People know us, and by default, they know what businesses that we own. And so, hey, who should I work with for accounting? Oh, hey, I know these guys, Kel and Trevor. You know, that's why we get tagged so many times on Facebook now, because more people know us based upon some of the groups that we're involved in. And that's where we get tagged a lot now, is out of these groups. And again, what you guys need to understand, if you decide to join groups or decide to start, you know, getting in on these masterminds, don't measure the success of the group or mastermind in 2 months or three months or 6 months, because we're in some of these groups and we've been in some of these groups for a couple years now. And we've seen people come and go.
We've been in the Arte one, you know.
But we've seen people come and go on Apex, Arte, whatever, right? And the people that stay in the groups and stay, you know, with those people, they slowly move up the ranks in terms of being known in the groups because, oh, he's the OG in the group, right? He's been in the group for 4 years or 3 years or whatever. And you start having, I don't want to say more power, but more awareness, I guess, of who you are and what you do. And so, again, just don't measure things in a short time frame, because if we would have measured, you know, joined these groups and measured, you know, the success that we've had from the groups in the first 3 months or 6 months, we'd be like, well, let's just dip out and save, you know, a couple hundred thousand dollars a year and just not be in the groups. But now that we've been in them for years and we're a lot more known, and people, now we've done business with people in the group, and now people that we've done business with are tagging us being like, hey, they're the best. You've got to work with these guys. They've made my life so great. So it's about when you commit, committing to the long term as well.
Sure. Absolutely.
Not just committing to, yeah, I'll try that. Yeah. Again, we're talking about buying into self-improvement, buying into following through on your goals, buying in to find ways to make yourself better, but also by default, the things that make yourself better will make your business better.
Right.
Right. And so one of the easiest ways to find things that you could change about yourself or make goals around are things that you regret, right? Because we like to be forward thinking and we're like, hey, what do I want to do this year? And sometimes people stutter out like, what do I want to do this year? Like, what are my goals going to be? But it's easy to look in the rearview mirror and say, man, I should have been doing this. Right. Like if I'm staring at myself in the mirror on January 1st and I'm 50 pounds overweight or 100 pounds overweight, that's easy for me to see. Man, I really wish the last couple years I would have took my fitness seriously. Yep. You know, okay, there's a perfect thing right there. You just said, I wish I would have been in better shape, or I wish I would have, you know, followed through a couple years ago when I made that commitment. What keeps me going back to the gym every single day is knowing for a fact that later on in the future, like I've been out of shape before and looked back and said, you know what? Why did I ever stop going?
Yeah.
I should have just never stopped going.
Well, and you play that game like, man, what would I look like now? Or
exactly.
How would I feel if I would
did
have stopped?
Keep going. Right. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Right. And so there's things that you regret in your life. Man, I wish I would have been better at managing my money.
Right.
I wish I would have been better about self-improvement or reading or podcasting, or, you know, I should start practicing meditation, or I should try this. My thing is when you look in the past, you can be like, I wish I would have done that better. That is a perfect time to say, well, why make it a wish? I wish I would have, mm-hmm. when you can actually take control of that wish I would have right now and recommit to it and actually see it through and follow through with it. And if you do what Kel was talking about and you actually write your goals down, maybe write them down, put them on a post-it note and put it in your vehicle, put it on your on your mirror, or whatever.
Home. I've got one in my car. I've got one on my desk for my 2020 goals. And some days I don't even look at all of them, but then I stumble across it. I'm like, oh shit. Like, and I read it.
Like, oh, that's cool. I did that.
Where am I at on the list? You know, like, it's very powerful to write it down. Yeah. I make all my kids do it, you know, and I think they'll thank me one day for that, because I didn't have that type of leadership.
No.
Man. You know what I mean?
No.
But I learned it somewhere along the way. I can't even tell you where. And it's like, man, I just, so many goals have come to fruition because I wrote them down, and then I just keep looking at them.
Yeah,
right. Like, it just helps keep you
something,
you know, taking action towards something.
Yeah, it's like something subconsciously happens, mm-hmm. where your brain's like, keep seeing the same thing over and over, and your brain starts working for you and to be like, hey,
yeah,
maybe some of the subconscious decisions that you're making that you don't even know you're making are based upon the goals, because you've seen them so many times over that it's making you want to, yeah, maybe we should join more groups, or maybe we should, you know, because by default it's going to help these, but maybe you're not even tying those two things together. Mm-hmm. Have your brain start working with you a little bit, and whatever it visualizes on a day-to-day basis, if you said the goals that you wanted to accomplish every single day out loud, I guarantee you, you'd have a higher probability of reaching those goals versus somebody that just thought about it on January 1st, or even people that just wrote it down. There is levels, and there's probably people playing it, there's people playing the goal game at a much higher level than us.
Right,
you know, they probably do stare themselves in the mirror and read their goals to, you know, out loud that they have written on their mirrors so that they can hear themselves saying the goals, right? There's definite ways to ingrain it into your mind so that subconsciously your brain's helping you instead of hurting you. You know, there's a lot of things that you could do. I wrote down some things, right? You guys could double down a little bit more on social media. I know there's plenty of people that would love to have a social media presence or be better with social media or get more business from social media. It's not whether your industry will or won't work on social media. It's just how you're approaching mm-hmm. it. I guarantee somebody in your industry is winning on social media. And maybe what you do is you follow a few people that are in your same industry, see what they're doing, and see how you can kind of copy it a little bit, but with your own spin, because you are you, and that's really what's going to be most unique about your business. Because if you run a marketing company, Gary Vee runs a marketing company that does hundreds of millions in revenue, and there's probably some 18-year-old kids that just started a marketing company that does 50 grand a year, right? Or somebody that's maybe been in marketing for 10 years that only does $1 million a year in revenue. It's not that that industry doesn't have the potential to get to 200 million. Mm-hmm. That individual's just not doing the things that he's doing in order to get there, right? So the point is, if social media hasn't worked for you at this point, that doesn't mean that it doesn't work in your industry. That just means you've approached it wrong.
Dude, people struggle getting on social media because they're insecure. You know, flat out, they're just like...
Even if you're not insecure, it's still intimidating.
Yeah, it is. It still is for me, you know, and we put a lot of shit on social media. And I get it. I can relate to those people, but you're not going to get more confident until you practice overcoming those insecurities. And so, you know, make challenge yourself, push yourself, structure it out, make it one of your goals, get detailed with it. If you want more eyeballs on your business, social media is where you want to do it.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's... TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, all of them, whatever it is. Yeah. Start practicing getting comfortable being uncomfortable and just pushing it out.
Yeah.
Well, be willing to suck because that's the only way you're going to get better. So, but that is a great goal for, I think,
they can double down on social media. Yeah. Maybe if you're not spending any money on social media, find a budget that you're willing to spend or lose on social media in order to try to win, right? Like
I told my mother-in-law yesterday, I'm like, just spend $10 a day on a Facebook ad.
Something.
And I guarantee you will start moving this product more.
Yeah.
You know, but she gets busy with all these other things and she's a fairly successful woman. So $10 a day,
that's $300 a month.
Yeah. She's like, I just don't have time. I'm like, yes, you do.
Yeah.
Film a couple little commercials. You know, they sell beef. Out of their farm, like it's a thing that she started doing instead of taking their beef to market.
Yeah,
and so I'm like, just spend $10 a day, have a little commercial shot, have one like an ads manager guy manage it for you.
Yeah, it wouldn't
like
be
it's
that difficult.
Super super easy right here in our local community.
And people would rather buy from a farm than a store. You know,
hundreds of people will. Dude.
They have to know about it.
Right,
they have to know about it. You don't know what you don't know.
Yeah,
and the only way they're going to know about it is if she gets it in front of people. Right, and so just committing something means that you're at least committed to the goal of trying to make it work, right?
And, dude, sometimes those quirky little videos that do just get filmed on a farm and they're not super quality and polished and all this stuff, like,
fine.
That's going to convert. People are actually going to relate to that and they're going to come buy your shit.
Sometimes overly done commercialized ads turn me off, right? You're just like, oh, that just looks like a commercial.
Yeah.
You know, make it look like a video that somebody might want to watch. So, you know, you guys could double down on social media. You could start your own podcast, which we did, you know, almost a couple years ago. Kel's writing a book. You guys could write a book. That's a way to become an authority in your industry, no matter your industry. You could read more. You can exercise more. You could start practicing meditation. You could start a gratitude journal. You could remove negative people from your life. And, party less.
Yeah, party less, guys. Yeah.
You know, there's plenty of people that are just giving up their weekends to party mode, and they're really not making any progress because, you know, Monday, Tuesday, they're still kind of dragging ass. The older that you get, it does take a few days to recover. So
it's true.
If you're doing that quite frequently, you know, you might have some mental fog that is holding you back from really reaching that next level, right? Yeah. So is partying every single weekend, is that something that's going to help you get closer to your goals, or is it going to hurt you, right? Now, if we're at a networking event and people are having a couple mixers, cool, let's have a mixer and let's shoot the shit and let's get to know some people and network and see if we can do business. But it's another thing to, you know, sound the horn and call all the homies and tell them to meet at the bar. You know, that's not really networking.
It's not
productive. You know? It's really not. So there's a lot of things that, one, you could say, these are my goals that I want to add to my life, positive habits. But there's also some things, some goals that you could have of things that you want to remove from your life as well. And I think too many people think about the things that they want to gain, but they're not thinking about the things that they might have to remove from their life in order to gain what they say that they want. And so they think that they can have both, right? They think that they can still do all the negative things, hang out with negative people, and then still ascend to sky's the limit type territory. It's just not going to happen. So there's this juggling act of, if this is what I want, what is it going to take to get there? Who do I have to become? And then maybe who do I have to surround myself with in order to be valuable enough to expect these type of results, right? And I think a lot of people do a horrible job of removing the negative. They're just trying to add positive, which is great. But even on a credit report, it's about removing the negative and adding positive,
yep.
right? Like if you have a history of late payments or whatever it is, or collections, it's how to build good credit is not just by removing the negative. You have to have positive stuff on there as well
right.
in order for your scores to be high.
Yeah.
Look at that. That's similar to life. You know, we can use that analogy to life. Like mm-hmm. how many negative to positive ratios do you have in your life? If we removed one or two negatives, that just by itself would end up with a more positive life without even having positive goals.
Yeah.
But if people focused on removing one negative and adding one positive, if they did that just one thing every single year, in 5 years, they now have five new positive habits and they got rid of five negative habits.
Have you seen that shit about China and their social scoring now?
I haven't. I've heard about it, but yeah. I haven't really.
Well, yeah, I've only heard a little bit about it too, so I can't like say it's 100% definite or that I know much about it. But basically, they're scoring people not by just their credit anymore. They're basically marking shit against you if you're buying too many video games, if you smoke, if you're spending time in the nightlife too much, because mm-hmm. they know that you're now a higher risk. They don't want to give you money. They don't want to give you funding. They don't want to incentivize you in the business sectors if you're a guy that's gonna be wasting a lot of your time on the video games and in the clubs. And so they're like literally coming up with this full-on social score because they're already tracking people differently over there.
Yeah, they're just following your habits.
Right? But a lot of people are like worried about that shit coming here. Well, what if it does?
Yeah.
Like you might not want to have some of the habits
that yeah. you have right now. Like
yeah.
think about it. Legit, if somebody was scoring you right now on all your habits, would you score well?
Mm-hmm.
You know, would you be a C player? Would you be a D player? Would you be an F player?
Yeah.
You know,
it got me thinking about it. I was like, damn, what would I have to cut out? You know?
Like my score, what would it be? I think I do pretty good. I mean, I just stay at home.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a pretty big homebody. You know,
maybe that's the score against you, bro. You need more.
he doesn't socialize enough. Negative. You know, and then if I socialize too much, negative. You know, yeah. it's like, what do I socialize with three game. People a week, yeah. you know, like tell me how to game it. But but again, guys, the idea is figuring out where do you want to be and who you want to be, and then kind of reverse engineering that. What does that look like? What does this type of, again, I'm repeating myself, but what does this type of individual do? What are their habits? And the idea for me is, you know, to set one super crazy extreme goal mm-hmm. that might be a year-long goal, but then set, you know, a couple minor goals that are more revolved around habits, mm-hmm. right? Not necessarily just this year,
yeah.
right? I want to take that habit into every single year, right? What just recently, you know, I think when Corey was on, we were talking about meditating and he says, I fell off. And I said, yeah, me too, or whatever. So I've been getting back on that, making that a priority for me every single day when I get done working out. Is getting my 10 minutes of meditating in. And just the last like week or two that I've been doing it again, I can kind of feel that shift of my mind kind of at ease. You know,
affirmations and stuff that you hit a lot on this year. I started doing it, you know, and it's almost like I am meditating when I'm doing it. Cause I always do it in the shower, dude. It's just like my kind of peaceful spot. Yeah. And when I'm saying things in my affirmations, like, oh man, I'm a great speaker, like I'm seeing that.
Yeah,
you know, it's almost like a weird meditative like visualization.
But when it happens,
when I'm a great writer, like I'm seeing my book cover.
Yeah,
you know, and it hitting top selling charts. Like I'm visualizing and I'm seeing these things as I'm doing my affirmations. And I don't know if I'm gaming the system or anything, but you know, it's almost like I'm meditating affirmations and visualizing.
You're identifying with the individual that you want to be. You're starting to see where you want to be prior to being there. So a lot of people, yes, they have vision, but they're not a visionary. They can't see anything outside of what's visible to them today,
right?
And one of the ways to be able to do that is through I am affirmations, right? So even this morning, you know, we're top rated podcast. I am a pilot, mm-hmm. right? I am a public speaker. I am a successful entrepreneur.
Yeah.
You know, like all of these things. Am I a pilot yet? No. Am I a public speaker yet? No.
Right.
I even did it. I am an author, right? Because eventually that's something that I want to do. And I have to identify with what I want to be in the future today so that I'm starting to work towards that.
Even personal things too.
Correct.
Like when I'm like, I'm a fun dad because I know I can sometimes distance myself from my kids when I'm just in work mode all the time. And so when I'm saying I'm a fun dad, I'm a funny dad, you know, and I'm like visualizing my kids laughing and enjoying time with me and connecting, you know, with me and stuff. And so even on a personal level, man, like, you know, like the person you are personally and in business are the things that you should be visualizing and affirming in your daily routines for
sure. And it's really not that difficult. Kel just said he does it in the shower. Yeah. I do it on my way back from the gym, you know. So I have
I get so much shit done in the car, in the airplane, in the shower, just all those places where you kind of get your alone time, man.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, on the way to the gym, I have, it's called Wealth and Success Positive Affirmation. It's like 8 minutes and it says all the positive affirmation. So I'm just listening to it. Mm-hmm. So that's what I do on the way to the gym. Then I work out. And then when I leave the gym, I have a specific song or frequency that I like that I feel like kind of like connects with the universe, so to speak. I know it sounds weird. Because it is, but
that's what works for you,
but
man.
Yeah, it's
just a powerful time.
If you're not doing weird shit, you're not trying, if you ask me. But, and so on my way home, I do my positive affirmations. I'm gonna take that drive from the gym to my house no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess I could just keep rocking out to the gangster rap that I listen to when I'm at the gym, but I want to do something positive through those spaces, right? Yeah. And so positive affirmations on the way to the gym where somebody else says all these wonderful things about the success and the wealth that I'm going to have. And then I do my own positive affirmations on things that I want to become. And that's who I want to start identifying as today.
Mm-hmm.
And when I start identifying as it, my decisions will automatically start leading me towards that consciously and subconsciously. Mm-hmm. Because it's at top of mind because I'm saying it every single day that I drive home, right?
Right.
And then I get home and then I've been doing my 10 minutes of meditating. And so that's one thing that I'm going to commit to myself this year is to make sure that I don't fall off on some of those positive habits because I fell off those positive habits when things were going good.
It's a whole nother grind getting back onto it.
It is a whole nother grind. You have to wait. Again, we've talked about this before. When things are going good, we stop doing all the positive things.
Yeah.
And then when it's bad, you get in a funk. You're like, what do I need to do to get out of the funk?
Exactly.
Then you start doing all the positive things that you were doing when your life was going right. And it's just really funny. Like, why go through the roller coaster? Mm-hmm. And look, a lot of you guys think we may have it figured out, but we're just like any
of
you guys.
We're just on the journey.
You know, we're on the journey just like you guys. We talk about things that we're starting to figure out. We're still trying to game the system, game our mental, the mental side of things so that we can become more powerful and better and more confident. You know, these are all things that we're trying to accomplish as well, and we're not perfect at them. But at least we're trying to do new things, and we're taking on weird things because we're open-minded.
Well,
we're trying to
working.
Be open to it.
I mean, the bottom line is it's working.
It is working. And if we stayed with some of the things that that have served us, but we commit to it for the full year.
I remember going to Whistler.
Could be a big deal.
The end of last year. So basically about a year
from January,
now.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we were like, dude, let's get a plane in the next 2 years. We'll have one this year. I already know it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like we're already shopping them.
Yeah.
We're already looking. We're already like looking at the financing on them. We're looking at all these.
Yeah.
We're shopping them. You're not just months away from your pilot's license. So like it's actually happening sooner when that was something that we were talking about visualizing and setting our goals around. We said 2 years. It'll probably be another 3 to 4 months.
We were sitting at the airport.
So we're going to be like 8 months early on that.
Yeah. We were sitting in the airport with a plane that was delayed.
Yeah. We were so,
and
we were so
freaking
annoyed because we were going to miss our connection flight.
Yes. And so what do? We sit there and we're like, fuck, how can we not put ourselves in this situation ever again? We need an airplane.
Yeah.
You know? And so we start looking up airplanes as we're just sitting there. And in some cases, it's just a fun thought to swipe through and look at airplanes and it feels good. But it's just funny when you actually do those things, how it comes full circle, right? Be a big dreamer. Like, look at some of the shit that you just don't even think is even possible right now and want the things that just seem so far out of reach because it's going to stretch you to become somebody that's worthy to have those type of things, right? And so, that was a year ago. And so within the next, 4 to 6 months, we should have a plane. And,
real
business owners will be, to a town near you. You know?
Well, I just think it's cool that we'll be early on it. You know what I mean? Because I remember we were like, dude, we could do this in the next 2 years.
Yeah.
Right?
And
now it's like not even a year and a half in, and we're going to be hitting that. So I think that's cool. I think, I mean, if we're talking about goal setting for this episode, I mean, get detailed, write them down, you know, mm-hmm. whether it's your health, whether it's your business, whether it's your family life, like,
yeah,
whether it's
but
all
what
of
is, what does it mean? Like, so I want to spend more time with my family.
Right.
That's cool. That's very generic. Mm-hmm. But why don't you do a subcategory underneath that?
These like, are the things I'm
going to
do.
Every Sunday, you know, we're going to watch a family movie together. Or right. on Sunday, we're going to go for at least a 30-minute walk as a family at least once right. a week. Or I want to lose 50 pounds.
Yeah.
Cool. That's, again, you said 50 pounds, but what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
Subcategory underneath that. I need to go to the gym at least 5 times per week.
Right.
You know, whether that's Monday through Friday or whatever, I'm not really just big on Monday through Friday and then dropping your goals on the weekend.
Sure.
You know, I really think that that's just a mindset based upon the system.
Well, most people find work out Monday through Friday. You actually love going to the gym on the weekends because it's less crowded.
Yeah,
you know?
It is.
But what did we tell our team last year, man? We said, hey, if you want to hit these financial goals, flip it. Put your family goals at the top.
Yeah.
Put your physical, your personal, mental exercises, physical exercises, like all those goals
at the top.
At the top. And watch the financial goals work themselves out by the end, right?
You focus on all these and build a happy life and become a valuable individual by focusing on yourself. What's going to happen by default? Mm-hmm. You're going to be a different person, a more valuable person, and it'll show up in the check. Right?
Exactly. And if you look at our sales guys from last year that had all these pretty big goals, mm-hmm. most of those guys hit their goals because that's what they did. They started setting their personal goals, you know.
Some people bought
at
houses,
the top, and their financial goals at the bottom, because that's really the truth about this whole thing, man, is when we're reprogrammed, when we're our best selves, like the other shit just seems to work out, you know, like money becomes attracted to you.
Correct.
You know, instead of you just being attracted to it.
Money's not going to be attracted to you when you're on survival mode, mm-hmm. you know, and I think our DNA.
Perfectly said.
Our DNA is built for survival mode because, again, you go back to the very beginning of mankind. We needed that in order to survive. But I don't think that our DNA has evolved to become a thrive mode, right? We're still in the Stone Age in terms of our DNA, and we're stuck in just surviving and protecting what we currently have. We've talked about this before. Too many people are trying to protect what they currently have, so therefore they don't take any more risks because they don't want to lose what they currently have. That's a survival mode type tactic or way to think. But when you focus on yourself and you become an individual of value and you're doing these things and reprogramming your mind, everybody has to reprogram their mind. Let's get that straight mm-hmm. right now. Nobody comes out the womb in thrive mode and they're just crazy smart and just, you know, is unafraid of anything, right? Everybody's responsible to reprogram their mind geared around the life that they want. And I think too many people just want it. And again, they're not putting the action or putting any legs behind it. They're dragging their feet and it's just a nice idea or it's a wonderful thought on a shitty day. Man, I'd really like that. That would be cool if, you know, and all of that stuff is, again, it's just, it's survival mode type thinking. When you focus on yourself and becoming the best individual and reprogram your mind, your mind will eventually be on thrive mode and you're gonna seek ways to become better.
It's true.
And when you reprogram your mind and you're finding ways to become better, and when you start getting up into these higher levels, you really have to search in like needle in a haystack to find ways to get better.
Right.
You know, you got guys like Ed Mylett or Andy, you know, that are great in business and they're great with self-improvement and all that stuff, but it's going to be very difficult for those individuals to come across anything new or content that they feel like is going to be valuable to them.
Yeah.
They're looking for those little teeny minor changes. And I think too many of you guys are thinking way too big and grand in terms of like, I have to change everything at once. It's all about minor changes, dropping these negative friends and creating one new positive habit. Because when you create one new positive habit, what happens is you start seeing the value of this new positive habit and it becomes addicting. You're like, oh my gosh, reading does really fucking open up my mind and create new thoughts. Oh man, that's super cool. You start highlighting shit in a book and you want to share it with your friends. Dude, look at this. Check this out. What I read. This is so cool. And then you start seeing value from that one little minor change, and then you start becoming hungry for other ways to gain, right? Because you now have the data to say, well, I made one new positive habit. Holy shit. Like, yeah. I feel like it's benefiting me. What if I added this in as well?
Exactly.
And then you start figuring, because again, our positive habit at one point was just going to the gym.
Yeah.
You know, now our positive habits are reading and podcasting and the gym and meditating and I am affirmations. Did that all of a sudden happen in one night? Like, it, 1 year, we're just writing down, we want to do all this, and then we just changed overnight? No.
Yeah.
It's taken years of us joining groups and seeing things from different perspectives and different angles that put us in a scenario where we're like, oh, fuck it. Let's try that one thing. And then you try that one thing. You're like, fuck, I want to try this too. Like, you know, now anybody says anything, you're like, fuck, let's try it. Yeah. You know, like, and again, what works for me might not work for Kel. What works for Kel might not work for me. Everybody's a little bit different, and you've got to kind of game yourself on, you know, some people aren't good, you know, they don't like sitting down and reading a book, then do the Audible thing or whatever. Right. Everybody's different. Some people hate Audible and only want to read out of a book. But
well, I think there's value in both, man. There are some books I listened to this year where I don't think I would have got near as much reading of that I got on Audible. You know, like that one Outwitting by the Devil. Like, they literally go into devil voice, you know. Like,
dude, Can't Hurt Me with David Goggins is like 13 hours on Audible. It is fucking long. But they almost have mini podcasts after each chapter where he goes into like extreme detail about each chapter. Oh, the reason why I wrote about that is because of this.
Right.
Right. And so listening to that, yeah, it's a long listen, 13 but like, hours. But
Rocket Fuel or Traction, which are all about systems and processes and businesses. Like, I get so much out of actually reading those because they're putting diagrams in there. I'm highlighting things. Yeah. I'm writing things down in my notebook. So I'm not going to get as much value driving down the road listening to that one.
Gotcha.
Right? So, like, when I'm trying to do, like, structured, strategic things and I'm getting that information out of a highly successful book like that, like, which is giving me a lot of ideas for our meetings first of the year for our game planning. But like, dude, I want to write that stuff down so I can come talk to you guys and be like, dude, I'm seeing the vision so clear. Yeah. Help me expand on this. Let's talk about this and that and how we're going to get this done, how we can divide and conquer, blah, 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 blah. So if I just listen to that out on my runs, that's not going to be very, you know, effective because I can't just stop in like my run and start writing shit down.
People just Google notebook, like best books to listen to on Audible.
Yeah.
You know, I would guess that book that you Outwitting the Devil would probably one of them because, you know, you're
going to get good takeaways from, from almost anything on audio. Yeah. But some of them, if you're like, dude, I really need to hone in on systems and process from a company, like you're going to want to take some time and
maybe read it, highlight some things, and then listen to it on Audible after while you're driving around, and then just solidify it into the mind.
I actually had a thought like that this year. So, because I've never been one to be like, I'm not, like, I just can't wrap my brain around going and reading a book that I've already read.
Because there's so many that are available.
Like, I got totally different takeaways.
Yeah.
Because I read Think and Grow Rich years ago. I read it again this year.
Yeah, it's
sitting on my desk. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, dude, I don't even remember all this stuff.
Yeah.
My takeaways were totally different. So there is value out of redoing things. Like maybe you read one, maybe you do Audible. Like there's actually, I was actually thinking about writing a little post about that in one of our groups. Like, hey, you guys ever do this or, you know, reread things? And, you know,
and pull out different nuggets. I think that's
important. Kind of ingrains things a little more too.
And with habits, you know, I would suggest to find something as well with a new habit that's a hobby as well. Because look, we're fucking terrible with like taking care of ourselves and like doing things that we enjoy doing because it's just always business, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like
it's hard to like just go have fun without it being business related.
Yeah, exactly, right? And so, but I do think it's important to step away sometimes because I talked about when you're on a plane going to a mat, there's some mental clarity, some things that might happen just, you know, shutting your mind down for a second and just going and enjoying yourself. And when you're in better spirits and you have a different perspective, when you feel better and you feel more fulfilled.
Yeah.
Right. And so, you know, that's definitely one thing that I want to do is find something that's, you know, the habits that I want to have this year that are going to make me the best me, but also finding something that's kind of a hobby for me, right? And it might be flying.
Yeah.
I have a feeling it's just going to be flying because in downtime, like I was talking today at lunch, like I just want to get up in the air and I just want to fly, right? So, but part of that is one, I do want to figure out how to be the best I could possibly be. with something like that, because you are talking life and death, right? If somebody said, hey, if your business fails, you know, we'll kill you. You know, I have a feeling that you'll probably operate your business a little bit differently if you took it in the form of life and death, right? I know that's a little extreme, but it's almost like Eric Thomas, ET or whatever, that says you got to want it as bad as you want to breathe, right? Because when you're talking about life and death stuff, you learn at a whole different level.
So all you guys out there, you start picturing that the mob has a hit on you if you don't get your business where you want it to
visualize
be this year.
Visualize that. We're talking about visualizing things. Visualize that, you know, and then and see if that lights a fire. But I do think it's important that I think that we get so focused on you know, these goals and money and, you know, becoming better as an individual, but also make sure that you guys find something that you've maybe always wanted to do that you haven't done. We talked to that one guy just this weekend on Saturday that has the jiu-jitsu place at his house, right? You know, and I was telling him, I'm like, after I get done, you know, getting my pilot's license, that's something that I would like to do, because it's just something so far outside of my norm that I would love to take on that new experience have that new hobby, right?
I want to do it more. You know what's actually crazy about that? As I was thinking about it, because I went there and I do the roll around with him a couple times. The guys that are in there are other contractors. He's a contractor. He built my house, right? He's a general contractor. And I guess I should say we built my house, because I did a shit ton of it. But anyway, he helped me build my house. And so I started thinking about it one day, and I was like, how interesting, dude. Like, that's just his passion. Like, literally has a big garage built out behind his house where we do it. And the guys in there are other contractors that either work for him or work in the industry. And they also, he's got a real estate agent guy in there. And he's got like his mortgage guy in there. And when I was running past a house that he's building right now just to sell at a spec home, one of the guys I roll around with in there pulls up and he's like, hey, we start talking out in front of Kevin's house. And he's like, yeah, I've got a bunch of people coming to show Kevin's house because the market's crazy right now. And he's like, I want to help Kevin sell his house. Yeah. And so this thing that he does, just for passion and for fun, actually does help him in his business and his craft as well. You know, and it's kind of crazy how that happens. He's got other contractors, realtors trying to sell his houses that he's built. And it's like, you know, like it's kind of just crazy to think
about.
Solidifying
some of those relationships as well, right? Yeah. And so, but to your point, you get to meet different and new people that maybe you would have never met.
Right.
That you know, that could still provide value to your life, right? Whether it is business or whether it's personal, you know, you just never know where a new experience is going to take you. And, you know, that's definitely one thing that I need to get better at, is just having new experiences, right? Trying new things and just being a little bit more open-minded.
Your pilot instructor might be a guy that sends you business one day. Like, everything is your network, right? But yeah, dude, the best you is the best thing you can do in order to hit your goals. And I think that's kind of the point of this podcast.
Yeah,
is, you know?
We have money goals too, but we understand that we have to become the individual that's valuable enough to receive those type of money goals, right? So we can't just be like, money, money, money. Like, how do we chase money? Well, you don't chase money. You just become better as an individual, and then the money by default starts happening because you're more valuable, right? And so make sure when you're writing goals down, it's not just pure money, 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 money based. Yeah. Do the things that you know that you should be doing that will by default help serve, you know, a financial aspect of your goals.
Right.
But
you kind of know a little bit about what kind of person you want to be, where you want to improve personally. Start with those and work down to your money goals and put a lot of emphasis on your development, your personal development goals, and watch what happens.
Buy into that self-improvement.
It's been a game changer for us. It's been a game changer for our whole team.
Yeah.
And I think that's the best advice we can give on a podcast like this today is that's worked for us.
Yeah.
Right. So that's where we would recommend you guys start when you're developing your goals this year.
So when I said take action on the shit that we talk about, this is one of them.
Yeah.
You know, I really hope that you guys all have a wonderful 2021. You know, that's not up to me to determine, though. That's obviously up to you. You know, I know me and Kel are going to make it a great year, and we'll do everything that we can in our power to be able to make sure that that happens, and so that we can expect a great year, because our actions say that we really do want it that bad. And I think by default, our actions will definitely make that happen. And that's really what it comes down to. You know, make sure that you guys are taking action and you're following through on shit, because that's where the money's made, is on the follow through. Don't just get the warm fuzzies, listen to us talking and this, that, the other about cool, fun stuff that we're trying to accomplish, make sure that you guys are really, really focused on becoming the best individual that you could possibly be. And I know that it sounds like lip service to half of you guys probably listening to it, but you know, we talk about it because we believe in it so much, because we are the result of finally buying into self-improvement and trying to become better. And when we really did that, it's the last 2 years, you guys wouldn't have, I mean, fuck, we could post many videos from 2 or 3 years ago. You guys wouldn't really recognize us. You know, you'd laugh at us. You'd call us one of those fake gurus that act like, yeah, that act like they know what they're talking about. Yeah. But, you know, so do something big and crazy, but also make sure that you're making those minor teeny habit goals, right? Figure out how to drop something negative and add something positive, and then honor that commitment. And I think that you'll be pleasantly surprised with the results. So I think that was a good episode.
Yeah.
So make sure that, again, guys, show us love on Instagram. Like a damn photo, damn it. You know, it would mean the world to us to know that the content that we're putting out is making an impact. You know, it's and the only way that we know that is by comments or, you know, people vibing with the content that we put out. So yeah.
And stay tuned, man. We're gonna have some great
guests
additions and
great,
this year. Yeah. I know we're gonna be working on a lot of stuff for RBO this year.
And drop a damn review. I think we only got 350 of them, and there's a shit ton of y'all. So so give us 2 minutes of your time and tell us how awesome we are, and we would sure appreciate it. So. Absolutely. All right, kick ass, guys. It's 2021. Make it happen.